A grant-funded research program at Westminster College is helping to prep a diverse pool of students for graduate school. KUER's Lee Hale was at Westminster last week when students presented their project. He has this report.
One of the students presenting was Debbie Samaniego, a first-generation student who just finished her senior year at Westminster. For her research, Samaniego focused on the working conditions for migrant labor in the U.S.
This research shows the type of exploitation that they go through in their jobs.
She discussed the dangers migrant workers face, primarily on farms and in factories, sharing anecdotes of life-threatening injuries ignored by supervisors. This issue hits close to home for Samaniego, who comes from a family of Mexican immigrants.
So it's not just about publishing papers and talking about the problems, but also taking action.
We work with low-income first-generation and underrepresented students who would like to go to grad school.
Joe Hinsdale is the director of the McNair Scholars Program at Westminster. The federally funded initiative is what allows Samaniego and her peers to focus their summer on research by providing living stipends and academic support. Westminster is the only McNair partner in Utah, and Hinsdale has been running the program since it began in 2003. The hope is that these underrepresented students, the majority of whom are women, will go on to pursue careers in academia.
In order to help all students access college and be retained and graduate from college, we need a more diverse professoriate, and these students will do that.
Former students from the Westminster program can be found teaching at universities all over the country. And although the McNair Scholarship is part of the TRIO program, which President Trump has proposed cutting, Hinsdale hopes it survives and continues to shape the future of higher education in America. Lee Hale, KUER News.